I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there are dog shows at the fairgrounds in East Falmouth this weekend for well-trained show dogs or just pets who like to jump.
This is the annual Cranberry Cluster Dog Shows, and those are happening Thursday through Sunday. And they include the typical show competitions per breed that people like to see, but they also are trying to widen the type of spectators who might be there. So there are also some less typical contests. This is the second year for a dock diving competition, and that contest tries to see which canine can jump farthest from a dock into the water below. The Cape Show is a qualifier for the national championships in Florida, so there are going to be some serious jumpers, but it's also a contest that someone could just walk in and do with their dog for these try-it tickets that they have for the first time. For families, there's also a pee-wee event, which has no rules, and they're for children ages 5 and up just to show their dogs. And then there's the puppy spectacular, which is always a popular part of the shows.
Many types of activities will be happening Saturday at Buzzards Bay Park for the second annual Cape Cod Canal Day.
This is an event that's hosted by the Cape Cod Canal Region Chamber, along with other individuals and businesses, and it's going to happen from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the park. They're going to offer some live music, shopping at more than 80 booths at an arts and crafts fair. They've got children's activities and local food trucks, including seafood, hot dogs, barbecue, pizza, pastries, Thai food, and craft beer and wine. There's also going to be a 5K road race connected with Canal Day, plus a cornhole tournament and a photo contest.
The focus for a festival in Harwich this weekend is on the arts, particularly music.
This is going to be the 44th annual Harwich Cranberry Arts and Music Festival, and that's happening pretty much all day, both Saturday and Sunday, behind the Harwich Community Center. The Crafts Festival part is going to include nearly 150 vendors, 12 community booths, food trucks, and then fireworks at about dusk on Saturday night. Then happening at the same time is going to be the 10th annual Cran Jam concerts, and they've got music beginning at noon each day, starting with N-Train from the Vineyard, and including reggae and soul, salsa and rock music on Saturday, and then rock and blues on Sunday, including Danielle Miraglia and the Glory Junkies, who will be making their Cran Jam debut to close out festivities just a week after she was named the Best Female Performer of 2019 at the New England Music Awards. Concert attendees are invited to bring a blanket or a chair for listening, and there's going to be dancing on a wooden floor that they're going to set up there. Beer and wine is also going to be available for sale during the concerts.
Provincetown has two big events happening this weekend, a book festival and an evening night of TED Talks.
From Friday through Sunday is going to be the 4th annual Provincetown Book Festival, and that's going to be free literary events at Provincetown Public Library. Those are going to include author panels on a variety of topics, appearances by 24 nationally known and local writers. They've got Reading Local, which is 6 chosen local authors reading from their work at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and then there's a giant book sale Saturday and Sunday on the library lawn. Then Saturday night at Fisherman Hall, 8 local speakers are going to share their views and ideas in short talks for the second TEDx Provincetown show. Topics are going to range from climate change and the national housing crisis to how a drag queen can be a good role model and how tutus are good for our mental health. The show is going to be held from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, but they're also going to be recorded live. So if you can't get there in a few months, they're also going to be available online to watch.
To find out more about all these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.